Danny Purrington, the oldie photographer who's been in the elopement biz for 8 years.
And I'm Molly Goodspeed, the newbie photographer who's just entered the photography industry.
And you're listening to the Photography Business Podcast,
a show where we chat about all things photography, running a business, faith, and refining your skills to be the best in your business.
We feature industry experts to come and share their knowledge,
as well as have fun chatting through photo business strategies from a newer and older perspective.
We're so stoked you're here, and we can't wait to dive into today's topic.
So without further ado, let's get it rolling. Hey guys, and happy Wednesday. So glad that you are back. It is my favorite day of the week. I was cracking up this morning because last week, if you hadn't already listened, we talked about client experience, which was so good and honestly convicting for me to go through my checklist, make sure that I am giving an awesome client experience. And essentially, I was reminded this morning that, well, okay, if you hadn't listened last week, I talked about how I was kind of bored over the past few months just because it's slow season. And I know that's so bad of me to say I'm bored. I'm trying to be vulnerable with you guys, but basically, I looked at my schedule this morning in March, and I am gone so much. It's just like I'm going to hit the ground running on March 1st, which is totally fine. And I would rather be busy and doing all these things than just sitting around and kind of being bored. So yeah, I definitely looked into my client experience, and luckily I had a lot of things that I could change and a lot of things that I could make better. So if you hadn't listened to that last week, make sure to tune in today. Today's a little bit of a different episode. If you haven't listened before, make sure to go back and listen to the first few episodes. I feel like it gives a lot of context for what the dynamic is on this podcast. And so we would love for you to get some context and then come back to this one. I have really been thinking about this idea. Well, just over the weekend, I felt like I should share this. And it makes me really happy that I feel so comfortable with you guys. Like, I wish I could sit down and get coffee with each and every one of you and look at you in your eyes and hear your story about your business and what all is going on in your life. But you know what? Just message me, because maybe we could get coffee. Hopefully we live in, you know, the same state. Probably not. But I wish I could do that with each of you. And maybe one day I'll get to do that with a few of you. But today is a really interesting topic because it's really countercultural to what we're taught. And I think a lot of times what we do is we categorize religion or your faith in one category and then your business in another. And I've been pretty open about my faith and what I believe in the past few episodes, but I really wanted to dive in today to give some practical tips on how we can intertwine our faith and our business and what that looks like, right? I think in culture today, it almost can be seen as unprofessional, or I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, it can seem unprofessional to people who maybe don't believe or don't have a faith to bring faith or religion into your business. And so I want us to sit down and have a real vulnerable chat about what I believe and how I think we can represent Jesus well and how we can represent our faith well in our businesses. I've been thinking about how I've been holding my business so tightly. We as entrepreneurs, it's so easy to go through, you know, creating our business. We spend blood and sweat and tears creating this baby of ours that we hold so tight. And after that, we can hit a point where we just like want so much control over our business. So make sure to stay tuned today, because we're going to talk about faith. We're going to talk about business, how those intertwine, and then also letting go of control in our business. I think that is so important, because we can just be so and just so invested in our business and so one-track minded that it's hard for us to actually have a healthy life. And so, yeah, thanks for joining today. And honestly, I'm just going to dive right into the faith aspect and the business aspect. And so representing Jesus well in your business, or representing Jesus, or telling other people about Jesus. And if you are listening and you're like, okay, I don't really get the whole Jesus thing, or maybe, you know, maybe you don't have a faith at all, or maybe you're trying to figure it out right now, this is for you too, because really, anyone who believes in Jesus or doesn't believe in Jesus, I just want them to hear one thing today. And it's just a reminder, okay? And it's that Jesus loves you and he cares about you. And he wants a relationship with you. And that's why it's so important to me that my faith and my business is so intertwined, is because I do believe that it is a relationship with Jesus. And so, yeah, I would love for you to tune in no matter where you're at, and just hear me out, okay? Just keep on listening. So essentially, the root of Christianity, it is love. So what we believe is that Jesus, he came down to earth, that he was fully God, that he was fully man, and that he actually went to the cross and sacrificed himself in order to pay our debt. So all of us are broken. All of us are sinners. We've all messed up. And so what that actually did was that separated us from God, because God is holy and pure and he has no flaw. But when we have a flaw, we can't be in the same room as something holy and pure. And so that's what God did, was he sent his son so that we could be with him in eternity forever. And so the whole root of what we believe is love, because God loved us so much that he sent his son, right? And that Jesus loved us so much that he sacrificed himself, which is crazy. And I just want that to be the reminder, is because I think it gets so skewed in culture, right? Like, so many people are hypocritical because we're all broken. And I think that what we forget is that love is the root of what we believe. And so that's my first point today, practically, to represent Jesus or to tell other people about Jesus in our businesses, is just to love them. Like, we all should be loving one another. We all should be caring for one another. And yeah, it's just a reminder to treat others the way that you want to be treated. Jesus talks about that in the New Testament. Okay. This girl, she comes in, she was actually having an affair, and these men were surrounding her. Oh, I'm going to butcher the story, but I'm going to summarize it for you. Okay. These men basically were trying to stone her to death, because that in that time was the consequence for having an affair. And what Jesus did was he stopped them and he said, any one of you who have not made a mistake, cast your stone, throw your stone at her. And basically, no one threw any stones at her, because they all realized they had a lot of flaws. And this woman was just so grateful for the grace and for the forgiveness. And it's just a reminder that all of us are broken, right? All of us sin. And we shouldn't be so quick to judge other people. And nowadays, with social media and, yeah, social media and TV and all the things, it's so easy to compare and to judge people instantly. Like, right when we see photos or videos, it's so easy to judge. And that's not our place. So yeah, treat others the way that you want to be treated. I really like to emphasize that I am a Jesus follower in the beginning of my process with my clients. And the reason I do that is because, honestly, I just like to set the expectation that I'll probably talk about my faith, because it just seeps out of me. Like, I don't know. I have to talk about it. And I'm not saying I've never been afraid to talk about my faith, which I can talk about later. But it's just part of my life and it's part of who I am. And so I like to set that expectation with all my clients. And I like to pray for my clients and to pray for their wedding days. I think it really does make a difference when you care about a client so much that you're praying for them and for their wedding day. Your attentiveness to them actually goes up if you're thinking that much about them to pray for them. And that all goes back to client experience, like we talked about last week, just simply serving them and caring so much about them that you're willing to serve them on their wedding day and to do all the little things that maybe other people wouldn't, right? The next practical thing that you can do to intertwine faith in your business is to have integrity. And man, this one's tough because business is business. And let's be real, guys. We are doing this business to make money, right? It's not all about client experience. It's not all about just being nice and loving people, right? It's also a business. And so we have to do what we have to do to make money. And a lot of times I think that what we do isn't always done with integrity. Think about, you know, your pricing, your value. Are you providing the value? Are you providing what you are worth for your price? And yeah, this is going to be kind of controversial. Oh my gosh, I can't say that. This is definitely going to be controversial, is what I'm trying to say. But I think that having integrity in your business will take you a longer way, because if you are actually providing the value, if you're actually putting in the work, and if you are giving the client what they need and what they deserve, then they're going to have an awesome experience. They're going to love you. They're going to give you the 5-star review, and they're going to tell all their friends that you should be their wedding photographer. I had one couple that I did their wedding a few months ago, and, you know, it was a wedding that was like, it was a normal wedding, okay? I'll be honest. It was very normal. It was beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know what I did that day or what I did following up. Honestly, I'll have to think and reflect about it and write it down. But after that wedding, I have got, I'm not kidding, guys, 5 inquiries from that single wedding because they have told everyone and their mom that I should be their wedding photographer. And that makes me feel awesome, I'll be honest. But I'm also like, man, what did I do during that wedding that changed the game? So yeah, just a reminder that having integrity and to actually providing the value that you are priced out for, that can take you a long, long way. And also raising our prices, okay? I know I definitely need to raise my price. I'll talk about that a little bit next week. I've booked about 25 weddings for this next year. And this is my first year as a full-time wedding photographer, in case you haven't listened in. And I definitely need to raise my price, okay? But I do think that there's some things we should do and think about before we raise our price, like education. What are you doing right now in your business to learn more? It could be about anything. It could be about lighting. It could be about client experience. It could be about posing or editing or, I don't know, anything that you can possibly learn about. Are you actively seeking education and actively learning? Because I think it's kind of like college, okay? You are probably more likely to get a job if you have a college degree, depending on the job, okay? Don't come for me. But yeah, you're most likely going to get a job if you have a college degree versus if you didn't, right? And it kind of goes the same way. If you have educated yourself in certain areas of your photography, you're more likely to charge more. And you should, because you've had more experience and more education, which I already said the next one, but it's experience. The more weddings you have, the more you can charge, right? That just makes sense. So anyone who's, you know, been a full-time photographer for 5 years, they should definitely charge more than me because this is my first year full-time and I feel comfortable with what I charge right now. Now, don't overwork yourself. Don't be like me and book 25 weddings. Okay, that's a bad idea. And I'm learning that as I go. But all this to say, have integrity with your prices, learn more, get more experience, and then charge more. I honestly, for weddings, like, it drives me crazy. I'll just be honest. I know people are also going to think this is controversial and probably going to hate me for this. But I hate it when wedding photographers only give a certain number of images. Like, okay, I'm talking a low number of images, okay? Again, please don't come for me. But the reason I don't like it is, and maybe they charge more if, okay, let me explain. So I don't want, I can't talk. I'm sorry, guys. Basically, what I'm saying is when people take photos on a wedding day, right, and they only give the bride and the groom a certain number of images while knowing that there's other images that could be edited that are just as beautiful, right, and that they don't deliver those, that is what I'm saying kind of drives me crazy with the integrity thing, okay? And, you know, maybe you do your thing and maybe you charge for those photos and they can, you know, choose to pay for those. That's fine. I'm talking about when photographers know that they have photos, but they are too lazy to edit them and then deliver them. I don't care if you charge for them. That's great. Honestly, great business strategy. But yeah, be honest about the photos that you're culling or deleting and editing and sending them over. It's so easy to be like, oh, that's a good one, but I don't know if I'm going to edit that one because it's just another photo to add. Guys, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay. And please don't come for me. Anywho, the last few things to be practical in representing our faith is to just be humble. Okay. It's easy for me to be humble when I've just started, let's be real. So maybe that's what I'm thinking about right now. But yeah, just starting, I'm real humble because, man, I'm making mistakes and I am learning as I go. But it could be easy when, you know, a year down the line or 3 years down the line or 10 years down the line to be like, oh, man, I've made it and I know everything and I am, you know, the queen or king of the world. I don't think people actually say that, but you know what I mean. Just remember to be humble. And it's humility is not thinking that you are less. It's just being less selfish, really. And once we reach this point of pride in our business, which goes hand in hand with holding our business too tight, it could just go downhill so fast. And I know that in my life, when I've experienced pride in certain things, I am so quick to fall and to fall into sin, really, because it's just such an easy trap and can be so easy to ruin our business if we get in a place of pride. So I am hoping that, and you guys can keep me accountable, that I never get that way. But just a reminder to have humility. And the last one is simply kindness. And I think it does go, you know, it's pretty similar to love, I guess. But just the small things, being kind. Last week we talked about asking your clients questions and just getting to know them and creating a real relationship with them. That is huge. And it does go along with faith because, like I said, a relationship with Jesus, it's all about the relationship and it goes back and forth. And so I think creating a relationship with our clients, that's actually glorifying to God. And when we're in community with other people, God wants that. And he actually designed it that way. When he was making Adam and Eve, you know, he made Adam and he was like, that's good. And then he made Eve and he was like, that's even better. That's really good. And he loves when we are with people, when we support people, what, like, the family unit, think about that. The nuclear family, that is designed so that we can live a life with each other, so that we can support and depend on each other. And in photography, I think that this could be so easy to run our business alone and to think that, man, we have to have it all together. We have to know all the things. But if you actually run your business by yourself, you're actually hurting yourself. Because if you have people that you can call and that you can run things by, that will actually grow your business. And I've been thinking a lot about this idea over the past weekend, because I came from a job where I had a team of people that I could, you know, be like, hey, what do you think about this? I have this idea, but I'm not quite sure. I don't know if I love it. And then I went from having a whole team to just being on my own and being my own boss. So it's like, oof, this is tough. I'm serious. And if you do it alone and don't have anyone to call, then I think you're missing out. I think you're really missing out. And that's why we have this podcast, is to remind other people that you have others out there that are similar to you. I've had a few messages of people just being like, hey, thank you so much for talking about, you know, being new on the podcast and learning as you go in this industry, because I relate to you. And that's been so nice, because it makes me feel, one, less crazy, and two, like, wow, there's other people out there who are going through the same thing and have the same struggles. And yeah, you shouldn't have to do it all by yourself or all alone. So that's just a reminder. And we have a great resource. I know I talk about it all the time, but it's just because I truly, truly believe in it. But we have a great resource for you guys to actually put you into a community, and it's our Facebook group. So make sure to join that. It's going to be in the show notes. All you have to do is click the link, and then it'll put you in the group. And it's a great place to meet people or to ask people questions. And so, yeah, join that, and then you'll automatically be in a community. So the last thing I want to end on, actually, that's not true. I have a few things. But talking about faith in business, I want to talk about how it's so easy to hold things tightly. And especially running a business, like I said earlier, we're striving to make profit. And I think that it could be so easy to just run our business solely to make money. And when that is our only goal and our only motivation, it can be detrimental to our business, because it's actually exhausting. If all we're thinking about is money, then that leads to the quickest burnout. And so I want you to go home today and to write down three things that motivate you, okay? Three things that you love about your business that motivate you to continue to strive to become a better photographer. I'll give you my three things, okay? The first one is the relationships I make with people. I feel like I just make new friends all the time through my shoots. And I know you guys feel the same way with yours. It's so fun just meeting new people. And even in my city, I live in Fort Worth, and I've met so many couples, and I've been like, we should go on a double date. Like, I feel like my husband and the fiance, the groom, would get along, and I get along with the bride. I'm like, let's go on a double date. And we've done that, and it's so fun. So yeah, relationships is the first thing. The second is I just need an outlet of creativity. Seriously, just being creative, creating art. That is what I believe that I was made to do, is to be creative and to make art and to glorify God with the art that I'm creating. And so that's my second motivation, okay? And I know most of you are creatives and you feel the same way. You have to just have an outlet, and it feels like you're contained if you're not constantly being created. And the third one, I guess this is kind of out of order, but is to just represent Jesus well. And that seriously is in my top three, because I think without that, I would definitely have less motivation to continue to meet people. I don't know if y'all know this about me, I'm an introvert. So actually recording this podcast, I'm all alone in this room talking to myself, and it's not that bad. But if there were other people in this room listening to me, that's when I get a little more shy. So I'm an introvert. I need some time to myself. And I think that I would not be as motivated to go and to meet new people and to lead people without my faith. I just think there's little things that we can do to integrate our faith in our business. Like, I have it on my website. I do. And then I also just do little things. Like, I know last week I talked about sending a marriage book to my clients. And this is a Christian marriage book. And I just send it because I'm like, what's the worst that can happen? Like, they don't have to read it, but it's just a gesture of kindness. And if they want to read it, great. If they don't, that's totally okay. But I also tell them that I'm praying for them. I text the bride the morning of, and I say, hey, I'm praying for you. Is there anything that you need? Can I get you coffee? You know, is there anything that I can help with before I get there? And yeah, I think that there's so many things that we can do as Jesus followers, as believers, to intertwine our faith in our business. And I think it's definitely looked down upon. But there's a verse in 1 Timothy. It's 1 Timothy 4:12. I might butcher it. But it says, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example in your faith, in your life, and in purity. And so not worrying about what other people think, no matter how old you are, no matter what you're doing, and just setting an example in your life and in your faith and in your purity, that is definitely within the limits of your business, because our businesses are our life. I mean, it consumes a lot of our days, a lot of our thoughts, a lot of our time. And if we missed out on that, if we missed out on the opportunity to represent Jesus to our clients and in our businesses, I think we would really regret it. So yeah, if you guys have any questions about that, please let me know. This one was kind of a deeper one, but I'm really excited about next week. Danny and I are going to talk about destination weddings and some fun, exciting things coming up. So you aren't going to want to miss that one. That's a more practical one on, you know, how to start doing some adventure or destination weddings and what we can do as newer photographers to start. So if you have any questions about today's podcast, please follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is Molly Goodspeed Photo. DM me. I would love to talk to you guys. Like I said, I wish I could have coffee with all of you. And then also follow our photography business podcast page. There are awesome tips and tricks for you if you are just starting out, or maybe you're an experienced photographer and want some more accountability and some more challenge. And then we also have the photography business Facebook group that we would love for you guys to join. That's, like I said, is a great area to have community in. And then I think that's everything, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed today. Sorry it was a little bit deeper, but also not sorry, because I was really excited to share this. Well, love you guys. Talk to y'all soon. Bye.